As Gabul predicted, the ship Greenfang had crossed bows with Dark Queen, the huge black galley commanded by Saltar. Upon hearing of the death of his brother, Bloodrig, the Corsair captain, put about piling on sail and oars as he set course for Terramort Isle. The whips cracked below decks as drivers flogged the galley slaves onto greater efforts. The sea rat atop of the mizzenmast scoured the waves for sight of land. Below his claws, the wide sails bellied out on the night breeze. Saltar stood in the bows, putting a fine edge to his curved sword on an oiled stone. Bleak-eyed and grim-faced, the sea rat muttered beneath his breath.
I'll send you down where the fish will eat your flesh and the seawater rot your bones, Gabul the Wild. There was never any love lost between me and Bloodrig, but he was my brother, and blood must be replayed with blood.
Terramort rock sighted off the starboard bow, Captain,
the lookout called down.
We can drop anchor in the cove before dawn, with this wind behind us.
Saltar sheathed his sword and began polishing the needle tip of his cruel gaff hook, scowling at the dark lump on the horizon, which marked the black forbidding rocks of Gabul's pirate kingdom.
Lidder, dare's all lights. When we're close enough to harbour, furling all sails, tell the crew to arm up and stand ready. There's killing to be done tomorrow.
Saltar's first mate Ledder went aft to carry out his orders. With the hook swinging from a neck cord and his sword at his side, Saltar stood leaning on the forward rail. He had never lost a fight or left an enemy alive. Gabul the Wild might rule Terramort and Fort Bladegate, but Saltar had heard, as had every other salty sea rat, the story of how he was nearly bested by a mousemaid. The Corsair spat viciously over the side at the curving bow wave.
Lord of all seas, King of Sea Rat, you'll find out tomorrow, Gabul. You'll learn that Saltar the Corsair is no mousemaid.
In the banqueting hall of Fort Bladegate, Gabul stood giving instructions to three fort slaves, dormice who had been captured in a land raid.
Stand on his shoulders, you! Polish up around the top where the ring is. You, be still, and don't put your bare paws on the metal. You'll have paw marks all over me bell. Of course, you know what that means, don't you?
Doing his best to stand still and not to touch the bell, the ragged slave called over his shoulder.
Yes, master. Paw marks all over the bell mean whip marks all over our backs.
Gabul slouched down on his throne. He picked idly at a dish of fruits, crystallised and sugared honey, and poured a goblet of wine.
That's right. 3 lashes each for every paw mark. If I were you, I'd rip me shirt up and wrap it round me paws. Save yourself a lot of whipping.
The three slaves hurried to comply with the suggestion, tearing up the pitiful remnants of tattered shirts and bandaging their paws with the strips. A thin grey rat with a patch over one eye came running.
Lord, the Dark Queen's sails have been sighted.
Where away?
To the north. She should drop anchor here by dawn.
Gabul stroked his beard thoughtfully.
Good. Are the troops standing ready, mate?
Aye, Lord. 5 schools aboard the Dark Queen and sail her off. 1 Saltar and his crew step ashore. 50 archers halfway up the cliff and 100 more fully armed with pikes and spears to form his reception committee, just as you ordered.
You've done well, Grey Patch. Have a cup of wine and some of these sweetmeats with me. Dawn will soon be here.
Grey Patch pulled out a mean-looking dagger and tested its edge.
Last dawn Saltar will ever see, eh, Lord?
Aye. He can go and visit his brother Bloodrig at Hellgates. And you, me old shipmate, you can wear a velvet patch when you're captain of the Dark Queen. Hey, you, polish harder. Put your skinny back into it.
Yes, master.
The unfortunate slave polished harder. Gabul laughed.
Maybe you're hungry. Do you like eating fish?
Yes, master, I like eating fish.
Kabul winked at Greypatch as he called back to the Dormouse slave.
Well, if you don't rub harder, the fish will like eating you!
The thin bodies of the slaves shook and quivered with effort as they rubbed and polished at the great bell with all their might. Kabul's jokes were not to be taken lightly. Kabul and Greypatch took their wine and sweetmeats over to the window, where they could watch the Dark Queen sail in upon the tide. Greypatch watched the savage sea rat ruler and reflected as he sipped his wine that Kabul was becoming more difficult to tread around. They had been ship rats together since their young days, Kabul commanding, Greypatch obeying. That was the way it had always been. However, for some time now, Greypatch had been looking more to his own ends. When a sea rat king began murdering his captains on the slightest pretext, times were becoming perilous. Now the patch-eyed rat was sure of it. Kabul was drunk with his own power and had become dangerous. Any beast could be slain at his whim, but not Greypatch. Offers of captaincy and velvet patches did not impress him. Such offers could easily turn into a blade between the ribs if Kabul saw fit. In his fertile brain, Greypatch began forming his own plans as he laughed and joked with his unpredictable companion, while all the time the Dark Queen rode the waves to Terramort.